Next item on the agenda is public hearing, proposed amendments, regulation four VAC 2950, black sea bass. Good afternoon.
This item has been advertised for a black sea bass public hearing today. The commercial black sea bass fishery is a limited entry fishery. The directed fishery operates with an ITQ system, and the bycatch fishery operates basically with landing limits with their quota. Every year, the directed fishery receives the majority of the quota, and the bycatch fishery receives about 40,000 pounds annually. That's about 11.7% for 2011. Obviously, that changes as the quota changes. Individually, bycatch permittees can land up to 200 pounds per day, or they can land more than 200 pounds if it's less than 10% by weight of the total flounder, scup, squid, and mackerel on board. There's really no maximum limit for that, so they could land up to 2,000 pounds or more with that. In 2009, a provision was added so that on May 1st, any remaining bycatch quota would be assessed, and if there was enough left over, the quota for the bycatch fishery would be reduced to 10,000 pounds, and any leftover would be transferred to the directed fishery. In 2009, that did work. We had a small amount of quota that was transferred over to the directed fishery members. In 2010, however, the fishery was actually caught up by the bycatch members in March. So not only was there none transferred, the bycatch black sea bass fishery was closed for much of 2010. In response to that closure, staff had an industry meeting on January 11th, and basically just to discuss this bycatch issue of the closure and what we might be able to do to allocate it for this year and future years. Everyone at the meeting agreed that we will likely have another closure for this year. That's basically because the flounder season, we're expecting that to be extended, and we're expecting the sea bass industry to track with that as it usually does. There was also concern that a lot of the bycatch landings we were seeing that were well over 1,000 pounds per trip, while they're within the 10% rule and they were legal, there was concern that those boats were actually directing for sea bass and then going back and catching whatever scup and flounder they needed just to comply with the rule. With the group, there's actually really great agreement on several issues. The first is that everyone agreed that we should repeal that May 1 transfer of any extra bycatch quota to the directed fishery. We're sort of expecting that not to be an issue this year. We're expecting it to be caught up. But if there is extra quota, everyone agreed to leave that with the bycatch fishery for 2011. Also, the biggest issue was to place a cap on that 10% rule of 1,000 pounds. So basically, if they're landing sea bass alone, a bycatch vessel could bring in 200 pounds per day. If they have any of those other species on board, they could land 10% by weight up to 1,000 pounds, so there would be a cap on that. Staff did receive a public comment from Mr. Lipsy, who was against any increase in the bycatch fishery as a whole. Also, last month, the commission set the 2011 black sea bass quotas by emergency action, and the new quota is also included in the draft regulation today. Staff recommends adopting draft regulation 4 VAC 2950-10 to set the 2011 black sea bass fishery quota, to cap the black sea bass bycatch landings at 1,000 pounds per trip, and to repeal language that allows transfer of any remaining bycatch quota over 10,000 pounds to the directed fishery.
Commission, have any questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to adopt staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.